time for another Cardinals podcast. And afterwards, head on over to stlsportspage.com for Rob Raines game reports. This edition of the podcast features Cardinals post-game interviews. Now here's Cardinals manager, Mike Shildt.
Well, it's going to be a long answer. I'll answer the first part about Carlos, then we can go. You want me to go about the whole decision-making process with all the relievers? Yeah, okay. Clearly not here. He dealt with something in Denver related to respiratory issues, difficulty with, you know, his breathing. Trying to get a handle on all his. Spent the night last night in the hospital, checked out with all his vitals clean, but trying to figure out whether it's more allergy or respiratory or exactly what it is. But we're hopeful he's day to day.
You knew today that you weren't going to have him, right?
Correct. He wasn't available last night. He warmed up and right. We had to sat himself down.
The second part is how much does that change what you're going to do with it?
Well, I mean, pretty clear, right? I mean, we had a one-run game in the ninth, he had a pitch, so that alone changes it. And then, you know, it slots guys in a little bit different order. So it clearly has a domino effect to it.
The main difference of that slotting effect that they seem to be guys where everyone would look like their typical spot except for camp, they're having the ninth. Is that a better function of wanting to use those guys, those higher leverage spots in the seventh and eighth to work through the ninth with John? Or what was the other question?
There's a lot of combinations to it. The game took a lot of twists and turns. You know, Michael threw well, got through five. You know, ball started to get away from him a little bit, started to work a little harder. So made the decision there. And, you know, at that point, you know, we liked the way the Cabrera's been throwing, liked the matchups, went out and did a really nice job, effective inning for him. And then through the fifth, and then went back out and, you know, got Thames to, you know, got him. And then like the at-bat with Kane, with Helsley, obviously. And then, you know, I got behind Spangenberg, and, you know, he put a swing on him at that point. You know, we're down, so we go to Gio to keep it there, which we do, because Gio was a consideration to finish the game as well. But at that point, you got to manage the game with what you see. And, you know, so we got to keep it there. So we keep it there, and then, you know, kind of went from there. He did his job, got out of the seventh, and then, you know, it's Miller's spot in the eighth, and, you know, did a nice job. We had a miscommunication that cost us a run, but, you know, did a pretty good job, made his pitches, and, you know, we got Johnny out there that has been good for us all season, and, you know, we beat ourselves with the walks.
If you're picking among in that spot, it's Johnny and then John Brebbia, and then I guess Junior would be the other person maybe in that decision, what is it that puts John Gant over the top of that?
Have you seen his body of work this year?
I mean, sure, but the recent results, the walk rate's a little off.
Yeah, no, I get that part, but, I mean, you know, Johnny was really sharp, you know, very recently, and Brevia's thrown 3 out of 4, so that helps answer the question, I suppose. You know, Johnny's been good. He's got good stuff. He's got a great changeup when he's on with the lefty, just wasn't able to locate. You know, Webby came in, did his job, and, you know, Junior, we got a fresh arm on Braun, which we like, and, you know, he took it to a full count, and he made a pitch he put a swing on. It's the ball game. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's throwing the ball well. He's got good arms. And like I said, it could have gone to Brev for there. And you know, he's throwing a fair amount of pitches. He clearly would have answered the bell. But we liked fresh, good stuff on Braun. And, you know, made a pitch that didn't get back.
What was Bryce Anderson doing to keep you guys from generating a lot of base runners?
You know, like most pitchers, controlling counts, hitting the spots. You know, he's pitching. He's a pitcher. Makes pitches. He had a little more velocity than I remember, at least. But, you know, he pitches up, and he was able to hit his spots. He was able to locate.
Mike, what did you see exactly from Gant in terms of why you thought he was struggling out there?
He just couldn't command the ball, you know, and just maybe a little rushed. I'm not really sure, but made some pitches, just not enough quality pitches, just behind the counts. And, you know, part of that is you got a one-run game, and you know, you want to make sure you're being careful. And now you get to be too careful, and then you get a lot of traffic out there. I think that's probably one of the bigger parts of it.
What was the big play at the time? Was that a field play? Who saw that in the dugout?
Mad Dog saw it initially, and then, you know, we called Chad, and he confirmed it. I'm not sure. I didn't see it live, so. Yep. Made the most of our five hits. You know, it's hard for me to see in that angle. I mean, again, we like the fact that both of them go out after aggressively. You know, it's right in the gap, so it's really hard to say whose ball it is. I know Harry, when I first looked up, was a little shaded towards left center. So Dexter was probably a little bit more straight up to maybe right center. You know, Harry's going to go after the ball aggressively. Looked like they both had a beat on it was the issue. You know, they both were in position to catch it, and just about communication. And they may have been calling it, sometimes you just can't hear. Yeah, it says a lot about our team. That's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to take quality at bats. We're going to scratch. We're going to fight. We're going to play the game. You know, the frustrating part about today that's uncharacteristic is we put ourselves in a position not to allow ourselves to win. So we beat ourselves in some areas. But, you know, we're competition, taking tough at bats is not going to be an issue. And, you know, Tommy's a good player, tough player, and, you know, put a good swing on the guy. Not necessarily. I mean, it's indicative of who we are. I mean, we don't need that to prove that we're going to play hard. We're going to do it. We're going to compete the whole way, regardless of circumstance. So it just reinforces that's who we are and that's our habit. But we've demonstrated that every day, so we don't need it to, you know, there's no moral laws.
You said day-to-day about Martinez. Do you fear it could be a couple
of days? We don't know. I mean, you know, clearly it's a concern. I'm more concerned about Carlos in his health, and you know, last night was with him a while, and you know, he was laboring. So I just want to make sure he's okay, and we're getting out of the woods with him from a medical standpoint, and then we'll take care of the baseball after that.
Mike, in the grand scheme of this series with the Brewers, I mean, obviously this was potentially a pivotal game today. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you guys just quickly kind of have to push this aside? We've obviously got Washington coming in tomorrow. I mean, you just
play. I mean, you know, that's what we do. I mean, you know, listen, that's the one thing we talk about. And it's very important, easier said than done, but this team does it. It's a very professional team. That's what professional players do, and then we have a team full of them, and that's, you know, you move on, and, you know, you win a big game, and, you know, you come back, and you're hungry for the next one. You know, you lose a tough one, you know, you come back and fight for the next one, and, you know, we'll show up tomorrow. I can promise you that.
Is Carlos still in the hospital?
No, he's not.
Carlos started warming up. Is that what brought this on?
Last night. Yeah, he shut himself down when he was warming up. He had been feeling ill in Colorado.
Does he have more evaluation tomorrow, or is it just into the ballpark to see how he feels?
All I can tell you is he got out of the hospital. I talked to him before the game. He was feeling better, and I literally got off the field and came in to see you gentlemen, so I can't tell you.
He wasn't on campus at all today?
Correct. He was at home. Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, it was a grindy one out there today, but was able to manage to, you know, throw up some zeros. Defense playing great behind me, you know, huge double play turn there in the first to get us out of that, and then had quite a bit of traffic out there, but was able to make pitches and get out of it for the most part.
You feel pretty strong, coming out of the game.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, definitely.
Like you had more in the tank.
Yeah, felt good. Felt good to keep going. You know, just one of those things. But, you know, overall felt good and, you know, just something to build off of for sure.
Can you just describe going forward these next 2 weeks? I mean, this is it, right? This is the biggest fortnight of the season. Can you describe just the energy and the importance of winning every game you possibly can, not you, the team?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're in a position here where we control our own destiny, and so we know what we've got ahead of us. But it's important to just show up and play this game tomorrow. You know, it's not about looking forward or looking at any type of standings or anything. It's about just coming up and playing tomorrow and getting after it. And so I think that's where our mindset is right now. It's we know where we are, but we know we got to keep competing. We got to keep playing for sure.
Obviously, the tough loss, but you guys have dealt with stuff all season. Do you think the way you guys turn things around kind of builds the ability to?
How frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely frustrating to lose that. Sorry, mixing room over here. I'm definitely frustrated to lose that last game to the Brewers, last time we get to see them this year, and lose the series. But we just got to turn the page and come back tomorrow and have a good series against the Nationals.
Home runs, obviously a positive for you guys, but not enough with the home runs today. I mean, that's got to be tough to deal with, you know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the home runs are nice, but I think a big part of our game is just getting guys on base. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough guys on base for those homers.
But still, just the ability to keep being able to fight back repeatedly in the game, even in the ninth against Hader, just what does that say about the team's mentality at the plate and overall attitude?
Yeah, I mean, we've just been a resilient team all year, and I feel like, I mean, like we showed today, we're facing up against one of the best closers in the game, and we show that fight to make the game close again. I think that just shows that we're able to come back against anyone.
As I mentioned to Paul, I guess the key to this is you have to just let it go and come back tomorrow and do it, you know, get back on track again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just feeling that sting right now is probably going to be a good motivator for the future.
Loss for you guys, but considering everything you guys have been through this season, I would imagine you guys are ready to bounce back for something like this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's tough, but you know, spending any time at this point thinking about it, just going to take away from what we got. Obviously, we're still in a position to where we, as long as we just continue to take care of our business on all sides of the ball, we'll be just fine. So that's the direction we're headed.
When I did first multi-homer game of your career, last three of your home runs have gone at least 450 feet. Where has that power surge come from?
Just being relaxed up there, understanding the situation, and just doing what I can to put a good swing on the ball for my team. And that's really all what it comes down to. You know, it was a good swing I took in that inning, but there was momentum from the leadoff home run that inning with Paul. So I just rode that wave, and it's a team effort. So, yeah.
Miscommunication on the ball to center with you and Dex, or, yeah, just a miscommunication?
You know, I should have just let him catch the ball. I got to trust my outfielders. I have to know positioning with everybody in the outfield prior to the pitch being thrown in. It was just too much on my end, on the aggressive side. So I'm going to continue to be aggressive, just pick my spots. So that one's on me.
So were you guys both calling for it and you just couldn't hear each other, or is that kind of what happened?
Yeah, just the way your kind of voice projects when your head's up going for a ball. But again, like I said, I got to trust my outfielders and know where he's positioned. And like I said, that one's definitely on me.
Thank you, Harris.
No problem.
It's a tough loss, the fact that it went back and forth. And you guys, even in that last inning, time with the home run, I mean, is that kind of what you try and take away from today, the continued fight, so to speak?
I mean, honestly, don't take anything away from this game. I mean, it's a loss, and that's all it is. Like I said, you know, we're still in the driver's seat, and even if we weren't a couple games up, whatever it is, it's not what we focus on. We come to the yard every day just knowing what we can do. So just a matter of taking care of business. It's fine. All's good.
Thanks, sir.